From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Time of night where give and take has turned into grab and go. Matt Kenseth has just grabbed the number four position. They're side by side for fifth. Kevin Harvick to the inside of Mark Martin. Harvick's got all the drafting help downstairs.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here. Tom Glitherow sitting in for both Carla and Galen tonight. And it's a pleasure to have Tom here with us as well as we continue our visit at pretty much every racetrack in the state of Washington tonight. It's just been absolutely crazy. We'll be on next Thursday as well, so check out NorthSoundRacing.com. We'll get you clued in there, and we'll be on when we can. We also want to remind you, coming up on the 26th, we'll be out at Evergreen Speedway as part of the big Washington 500, bringing you as much as we possibly can out there on Saturday the 26th. So, again, check out NorthSound1380.com or NorthSoundRacing.com, and that will be what we are up to. We're going to talk to another first-time winner, and I always like doing that. Jared Vorst joins us. Jared just won his first late model challenge series race over at Montana over the weekend. Jared, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. It's good to have you on. Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, it's great to be on. I've never done nothing like this before.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow. So, well, not necessarily as big an event as what you pulled off Saturday night, but glad we could help you out, man.
Yeah, how are you guys doing tonight?
We are well. Tom Glitherow joins us, and we're just going to kind of we'll take it easy since you're a first-timer, but you pulled off a pretty exciting stunt over the weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we unloaded Saturday. We didn't have the greatest car. My pit crew worked on it like crazy all day long. We finally got a handle on it qualifying, and we ended up changing three springs after qualifying. Made it really good for the main. And we just sat patiently and waited for everything to clear up, and I worked my way towards the front.
Been to Kalispell Raceway Park, and for those who haven't, kind of describe a little bit about that racetrack. And is it a power racetrack? Is it a finesse racetrack? A driver's racetrack? How do you view that particular speedway?
Well, it's a super short track. You got to be aggressive, but you got to be willing to wait for the moves to kind of come to you at times. Or if not, you're going to end up in something that you really don't want to be and end up taking yourself to have a race over it.
Now, talk about your career in late model cars. What did you get started in, Jared, and what got you to where you're at now?
Well, about 5 years ago, I started racing quads.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for 3 years. In 3 years, I took five out of six championships that there were to be able to be. One, and from there we moved to pure stock 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I raced that for 2 years.
And what track was this at?
This was I raced my Camaro at South Sound Speedway in the pure stock class.
Uh-huh.
And we set three track records my second year out and took the championship, and then moved to a late model last year.
Wow.
And South Sound Speedway series last year in a late model, and this is my first year in the challenge series running with all the big guys.
Yeah, how do you like racing with them guys? You know, a lot of the younger drivers that we talk to, they talk about, you know, you're in a field with Gary Lewis and Pete Harding and Tom Sweatman when he decides to show up. I mean, there's some pretty heavyweights you're competing with.
Yeah, it is. It's a great honor to be able to run with guys. They're as talented as they are. Being that I'm a rookie, I'm really learned a lot from them.
Mm-hmm.
Following them around the track and just talking to them in general and having them, they've given me pointers throughout the way, especially Wes Rhodes. I can't thank him enough.
Yeah, that guy's a lot of class, isn't he?
Yeah, Wes, he's a one of a kind. He's a genuine guy, and he's good to everybody.
Yeah, he is. So what's the future hold for you, Jared? What's on your plans?
We're hoping to be able to pull the championship out of this one for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Get Rookie of the Year, and then hopefully move up from there, go the ARCA series, hopefully.
There you go. Talk about the sponsors you have on your car.
I got Night Fire Protection, my main sponsor. I'm also employed by Randy, who's the owner, a really good family friend of ours. Thurston County Transmission, Larry Shock Shop, Heritage Meats Racing, and Superior Interiors. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do any of this.
It makes a big, big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, to have people that help you out when you need help.
You know, Steve, I had an opportunity to meet Jared a couple weeks ago at Wenatchee. He probably doesn't even hardly remember it, but it's very apparent that this guy has learned the craft very, very well. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a car that was probably the car, you know. I mean, I was there with Gary Lewis, and Gary had one of those days from hell where it caught on fire in practice, and pieces went through the radiator, and Jared was kind enough. He was the first one there with a radiator for Gary to borrow, and then Gary went out and whooped the heck out of him. But he's learned his craft well, both on and off the racetrack, and I think he's going to be a good asset to racing. So he's being a little modest right now because, like I said, he's not just a rookie, and I'd kind of like to – why the late model challenge series? What took you to that instead of staying at South Sound and maybe running a late model or going to Monroe or even the ASA Northwest series? What drew you to the Northwest – or to a late model challenge series?
Wes had a lot to do with it. That was the series that he ran. And basically we wanted to move up and get my name out there to hopefully be able to one day to get up to run, you know, the Busch series or some Cup series and fulfill a – you want to say every little kid's dream.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm glad he did what he did for you because I got Doug Pace told me about you, and he said if any one person is going to win on this series this year, it's going to be you. So congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, we appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll be talking later.
Hopefully.
All right, thanks a lot, Jared. Appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you. Let's go over to Wenatchee Valley Super Oval right now. We have Michelle Monroe on the line. Michelle, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Tom Glitherow joins us and continuing on our travels around the state of Washington. And you're the button pusher at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. And the consistent theme tonight, Michelle, has been fuel prices and weather. How have both affected you guys?
It's been really tough that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're desert climate. We're not used to this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
We've had years we've never had any rainouts, and this year we've had 2 rainouts, 4 that rained all day, and then we got the race in, but nobody in town believed we were going to be racing, so, you know, it makes for a pretty small crowd when you have weather like that.
Yeah, it does. What about some of the big events you've had so far this year, and then what do you have coming up for the second half of 2008?
Well, I've never been as happy with my schedule as I am this year. Mm-hmm. We've had fantastic touring divisions coming in, and I have been pleasantly surprised at how many cars are showing up with, you know, all the threat of not being able to travel because of fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing up, and they look as good, if not better than ever. You know, people are still taking just as much pride in their cars, and they're putting on terrific shows when we can get them on the track.
Yeah.
So they're doing their part.
Now you, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What do you have? I know you guys got a couple of big shows scheduled. And what's cool about Wenatchee Valley Super Oval is you guys host several of these touring divisions championships later on this year, don't you?
We do, and we're happy to do it. It's a lot of fun for us. We do the championship and the season opener for the ARCA West Late Model Challenge Series,
mm-hmm.
which is one of our favorites to host. It's a promoter's dream to have this kind of quality in touring divisions. They're literally turnkey for us.
Mm-hmm.
They pull in, and they're so organized, and their drivers are such complete professionals. It just makes your day to have them there. I mean, it's a lot of fun for the entire staff, whether it's a stop and go guy or the sweep crew, whoever. They're just happy to have them there because they're fantastic to host. And we let's see, we also have for championships at the track a very popular class with us is the Northwest Outlaw Street Stocks, and they're just getting more and more of a local following. Even though they're a touring division, our fans are really turning out more and more to see them. And then we have the championship for the Limited Late Model Racing Series, which is a new class for us to host. They've only been at the track once, but they were fantastic.
Michelle, and obviously the economy and weather and fuel prices, all those things are playing a big impact on motorsports. I'd like you to maybe expound on your thoughts. The future of Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, is that the weekly shows, or is it the traveling series, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. We do have more traveling this year than we've had before. Out of all of our events, we only have one event that is made entirely of our own local classes. But we have six of our own local classes, so we can sprinkle those in every weekend, and I think it's a really nice combination because our local classes are amazing to me. They are some of the nicest, well-prepared local cars that I have seen in racing. Mm-hmm. I have been a lot of tracks, and everybody has something they're proud of, and I have a lot to be proud of in our local classes. They're very, very competitive at the pure stock level. I mean, they're just, every class is going for it, everyone. We put on side-by-side racing, doesn't matter what the class is. We don't go out there and, have no passing and nothing happening.
I also heard a rumor that you guys are bringing back the Monster Truck Mud Bog Show. Is that true?
We are bringing in a two-day monster truck show called the Monster Nationals from back east, but we are not doing mud bogs. We are monster trucks. We're bringing in dirt and 20-some cars and vans and trailers and all of that, and going to do it in the infield and cover my sprinklers and see what I have left at the end.
I always heard there was quite a fine if you drove a car down on the infield there.
There still is.
Is there? Okay, good. Huh? Those are going to be suspended for the weekend, huh?
Just for that weekend, yes. We're going to cover them up. I'm going to take out the sprinkler heads and cap them off, and we'll see. It's about time I switched out sprinklers anyway, so I'll be okay with it.
Get that little annoyance out of the way. Go ahead, Michelle.
We're going to run that very last September 27th and 28th to give me the winner to fix anything I'm going to need to fix. I understand there might be some damage, but we have a lot of people asking for that show, and I've done some research, and I think that we've picked the right group to come in. They're very professional. I think they're going to put on a fantastic show, and people will be thrilled. And then maybe after I wreck my lawn, maybe we will have mud bugs. Who knows?
Hey, there you go. Well, Michelle, it sounds like you're just having a great time with it, though, and that I can hear it in your voice.
Have you seen my schedule? Anybody who likes racing can have a great time with it. I have everything. I'm not even trying to brag, but I look at it and it just makes me smile because it doesn't matter what is your favorite thing. There's something for every race fan.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, I only like sprints. I only like open wheel. I only like late model. I've got every single thing you could think of.
Yeah, it's
from Monster Truck, Rolling Thunder, big rigs.
It's pretty impressive looking at your schedule got coming up. Michelle, if anybody wants information, they can get on to www.wvso.com and find out all that's happening over there. And I made several trips over and had the pleasure of announcing several races over at your track. And it's just such a great time every time I go over there. So keep up the good work, would you please?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for being with us tonight.
Great, and we hope to see you again shortly.
All right, and say goodbye to Tom.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Take care.
Nice talking to you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
All right,
appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we have got to take another quick break, and we will do that. And then when we come back, we're going to get a hold of Caleb Hart. So stick with us. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, and we'll be right back after this.